And with that, I will turn it over to the county executive. If you can't hear, we do have some audio problems from time to time. One, I'd appreciate if you can mute when you're not speaking. And if you can't hear, feel free to raise your hand or let us know, and we'll make sure that we speak up. And then we'll do introductions in just a second. But first, I want to turn it over to the county executive.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hope I'm talking loud enough with my mask on. Hopefully you can hear me. I just want to thank you all for really your willingness to serve on this committee. And also to just point out that your work will be critical in assuring that our residents have equal and fair representation as we go through the next 10 years. So I'm proud that the county is growing and we're more diverse. Really as diverse as some major metropolitan cities like LA and Chicago. We're growing that fast. And also St. Louis City, St. Louis County. So our growth is really, it's been really huge over the last decade. So I just want to say it's an exciting time to live and work and play in Jackson County and know that we're working to try to build a more, I guess I should say better and more equitable Jackson County. So just know that our staff is here to assist you in any way that you need us. Just don't hesitate to call or reach out to us. And again, I just want to say thank you again for agreeing to being on this committee. It's a great service to our community, and I look forward to working with you. So, and I look forward to hearing your reports as we go forward. So I'm going to turn it over to my chief of staff, Caleb Clifford, for further details. So thank you all again very much.
And I will start this off, and if it's okay with you all, we're going to do a brief presentation of some of the information that we think might be helpful to get started. But I want to put a caution on that by saying that we fully understand and appreciate that this is your committee. And so we are here to assist you all in your decisions and your evaluation of this. We are not here to give any direction or to tell you what must be done. We are here to assist. And so if it's okay with the group, we'll start with a presentation of just some basic general information and then open up for a discussion of you all. It's part of the presentation. And if you all could let me know if you can see our screen, hopefully now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
One second. First, start off with our introductions. As County Executive said, I'm Caleb Clifford, Chief of Staff. I'll introduce Jay Hayden, our Chief Deputy County Counselor, who's also in the room with us this morning or this afternoon. Ms. Marchanna Smith, who is the Public Information Officer for Jackson County. And then I think that we have a couple representatives of our Information Technology GIS unit, which you'll hear from later, Richard Buford, Gary Bendley, and maybe Michael Erickson, the director of that department. Wanted to move now and provide an opportunity if you all would like to introduce yourselves. We would appreciate that. Mr. Hernandez, I'll turn to you if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell the group a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I'm Bob Hernandez, former council person and interested in fair representation. I think it has been endangered lately by parties, and we ought to be careful about that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hernandez. I'll now turn to former Senator Curls. If you'd like to introduce yourself, tell us a little about yourself. I apologize, Senator. I think you're on mute. I'm sorry about that.
Sorry. I'm Kiki Curls. I'm the former state senator from the 9th district that happens to lie, of course, within the city of Kansas City. And Raytown. I am currently the commissioner at the state of Missouri for Missouri Department of Labor and Industrial Relations. And I too am interested, of course, in a fair reapportionment, you know, as we proceed through this process as well.
Thank you, Senator. Now, for the District 3, Mr. Youngman, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, I'm Paul Youngman. I'm live in District 3. My interest in everything is fair elections, and the fact that we still live in a country where we can vote, we have that opportunity, and we have that responsibility to vote and to take part in anything that we can to make that work. So that's why I'm here.
Thank you very much, sir. Legislative District number 4, Mr. Munyon.
Yes, it's great to be here. I echo what Paul says. Free and fair elections are the backbone of our republic. And I have to take a minute and say, Mr. White, Mr. County Executive, it's a pleasure to be in a room with you, finally, after living in Jackson County since 2003. So lifelong fan. So thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. We'll now move to Legislative District number 5, Ms. Perch.
Yes, I'm Ruth Perch. I actually live in Oak Grove, Missouri, just about a quarter of a mile from Lafayette County. I'm looking forward to this challenge. I've been retired for several years from University of Missouri Extension Service, but I too like the opportunity of being able to be of service to my community and my county.
Thank you very much, Ms. Perch. Now we'll go to Legislative District number 6 and Mr. Lavota.
Hi, my name is Phil Lavota. I'm an attorney locally here in Jackson County. I've been involved in politics and working on campaigns for quite a while, so I've studied maps for a long time, and sometimes the maps aren't drawn as they should be, and sometimes they are. It's a great opportunity now with the census every 10 years when we do this, and it's great to have all my former fellow committee members on there to look at this data and figure out how we can make sure these legislative districts are representative of the people that are in that district.
Thank you very much, Mr. Lavota. Thank you, everyone. We'll now move into a little bit of the underlying basis for this redistricting process, specifically the county charter. And it says in part, and I'll read that, the reapportionment committee shall present a report within 60 days after its appointment, signed by at least 2 members of each party, dividing the county into districts and districts at large that are compact, of contiguous territory, and as nearly of equal population as is practical. With that being said, I want to quickly turn to one update or piece of new information for, I think, many folks. Due to a kind of technical issue with the nominations from one of the parties, it was necessary for us to have a little bit of a gap in between the original appointment and today's meeting so that they could clean that up, and it was done so. So today, your appointments were actually rescinded and reissued for the singular purpose of ensuring that you all have the adequate amount of time necessary that is put into the charter, which is 60 days to complete your work. So I just want to make sure you're aware of that in case you see that or you hear, but it was just a kind of a technical issue, but we want to make sure that you all had the full opportunity to do this work. At this point, and I had already had an opportunity to introduce Mr. Hayden earlier, but I wanted to reintroduce him and allow him just a few seconds to introduce himself and share any comments that he may have.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jay Hayden. I know some of you and others. I look forward to meeting you as the opportunity presents itself. I learned years ago, I've been here for a while, that I am, I and my office are not the attorneys for the commission. We're here, though, to help you if you need any help with any legal issues. The only things that I think you might need some guidance on would be the charter provisions and how they work, and perhaps the Missouri Open Meetings Law with which you have to comply. I won't give you any lecture on that now, but basically it's, your meetings have to be noticed. They're open to the public, and so, you know, we'll deal with that as we need to. There is a requirement that a minutes or journal be kept. The meetings are all going to be recorded and can be viewed by anybody in the public wanting to see them, it's my view that the minutes do not need to be, certainly not verbatim. I don't believe they even need to be summarized. The statute does require a record of votes be kept in the form of minutes. And that's about all you need to do, because anybody who wants to know about the discussion is going to be welcome to look at the tape of the, and it's a video DVD or online of the meetings, and all the answers will be there for that person. So I'll be available, or someone from my office will be available to help you with any of these issues, and I look forward to working with all of you.
Thank you, Jay. And unless told otherwise, we will plan to post those notices on the county's website with the county counselor's assistance. And then also present with us today is Ms. Marchana Smith, who is going to be recording today. If there are any votes taken, those votes, so we make sure that we comply with those items. Now to the very basic facts of kind of where we are and what we're looking at. In the 2020 census that you all have probably seen, the population totals for Jackson County have increased. Specifically, the numbers are 717,204, thank you, and where we are at 674,158 at the 2010 census. That's an increase of 43,046 residents and a percentage increase of 6.39. Since Jackson County has six in-district districts, you divide those out by six and you've got 112,360 is our goal for in-district seats, and our at-large goal is 239,068. I should pause now that we're talking about numbers and let everyone know that we will send this presentation out to everyone afterwards so that you will have it, and so feel free that you don't have to necessarily write these down. And then any other information that we discuss, we'll provide, or anything else that is requested. To jump into a little bit more of the specifics, this is our current first district at large. For those familiar with county legislators, Jalen Anderson is the current county legislator. As mentioned just a moment ago, the target population is 239,068. Current population is slightly above that, 241,676, or a delta of 2,608. I'll quickly go through the others. Second district at large, which is currently represented by legislator Crystal Williams. Once again, there's your target, which is the same for all the at-large districts. Current population is 237,372, which creates a population delta of 1,696. And finally, the third and final at-large district, which is currently represented by legislator Tony Miller, has a current population of 238,156 with a delta of 912. So you'll see that at our at-large districts, the growth has been fairly proportional between them, and we have slight changes that may be necessary. Now I'll move into our in-district seats, which we're going to see more of a delta in. First Legislative District, which is currently represented by Scott Burnett, has a target population, as they all will, of 119,534. Current population there is 125,550, which we have a delta of 6,016. Second district, which is currently represented by legislator Ron Finley, is at 111,822. We have a delta of 7,712. The third district, represented currently by legislator Charlie Franklin, is at 118,320, a delta of 1,214. Fourth district, represented currently by legislator Dan Tarwater, has a population of 117,080 with a delta of 22,454. Fifth district, represented by legislator Jeannie Lauer, currently has a population of 123,356 or a delta of 3,822. And finally, the last legislative district has a current population of 121,076. Delta of 1,542, and I should note that that is currently represented by legislator Teresa Cass Galvin. I won't go into all of these details. We will provide these in report form, and we can go into more depth later. I want to show an example of how these are broken out by race and ethnicity. These are the six legislative districts as they currently are drawn. These are the three at-large legislative districts as they are currently drawn. I wanted to introduce, before I turn it over to our IT department, to talk a little bit about some software that we've purchased to assist you all as you move forward in the process. To just briefly show an example, and this is from the city of Kansas City. We didn't want to play with any county maps and give anyone the impression that we were trying to make any suggestions or recommendations at this stage, but to show you an example of how these could look. I want to point out two things in particular. They have drawn their maps in a fashion so that it shows the former lines of the districts, and then based upon the suggestions that they've received from their commission members, they have shown what the new lines could look like. In addition, they've chosen to include in their districts the current council member addresses for where they are and where they live and how they may potentially be impacted. That would be an option that you all will have as we move forward. And with that, I wanted to introduce some of our team members that have kindly joined us for today's introductory meeting. Michael Erickson is the director of IT, Rich Buford is the GIS program manager, and Gary Bentley is the GIS developer. I'll turn it over to them, and gentlemen, if you want me to stop sharing so you can share, just let me know and I will do so.
Yes, please. All right. My name is Gary Bentley. I am the one that's been kind of working with the Esri redistricting software. Share my screen with you. Okay. Very much. So through our GIS portal or our GIS online home, I'm able to come here and I will open up Esri redistricting. And I'm able to open up a plan, create a plan, modify plans. So right now I have the ArcGIS online. I mean, I have the at-large districts as well. This is an unassigned. We can change however many categories. I can open up and bring in the individual districts as well if you wish. This shows the demographic breakdown. Basically, your total, you can have your target deviation. I am able to export this out. The map itself as an image. We are able to do a plan book as well. It does not allow right now to pit the demographics in here, but that is available through a report where you can have your population summary. And depending on how you want, if you want to add the percentages to it, PDF, Excel, HTML, also, if you want the standard voting age population or basically everyone, we're able to get that data for you as well. And click that out, create a report, and this is what it's going to look like. There we go. So this kind of gives you that breakdown for each district. Now, we want to do is to create a report. So let's say I want to get in district one. I'm going to do a selection method, select by attributes, actually select by location. Let's do that. And we're going to do block groups. Now the data, the way it's, drawn right now is at the block level. So that is the finest level for the census data. It is just, there is a lot down here. So it's best to zoom in. If you want to do a larger one, we go by block group. And then we can, or
are you saying, census. Are you saying block, like city block? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much.
Gotcha.
So if we wanted to do block, yeah, you're looking at,
I was just making sure we were talking about a city block and not a different
time. So you're going here. So basically that's kind of like the smallest level of detail that we're able to change. And right now, part of these areas, that's where that level of change is. But because let's say I'm at the block level, I'm going to go ahead and change some more. Let's do this. And then I'm going to apply. You'll see too many matching features. So 875 blocks in that area. So I'm going to go ahead and undo this as well. But that's a level of granular detail that we can get to. And we can change the level. So from the block to the block group to the track, however you want to do that as well. And then that does change down here as well. So now watch on these and then we're good. So that will change that. So this makes it fairly easy to kind of just take a look and see how close you can get to your target deviation, which, you know, what your target is, what you want to, you can input that data in here as well. So that this is the tool that we have kind of going forward with the redistricting. I'm able to add different content in as well. You can change themes, base maps as well. The demographic data, if you want to see just the alternative voting age population, we're going to hit that. And then there, that switches up for you as well. So on our demographics. So that's where that's going to be at. And then you have the different ones, OMB, and these take into different considerations. Basically, are you incorporating the standard SSE, non-Hispanic, Hispanic, non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, and some of these other methods take that and kind of blend it together or not. So that's the major difference between all of these. On the reviewing aspect of it, you are able to hit in areas or draw in areas that you want, saying, hey, what about this area? Create a block and add text into it as well. So you're able to do that, export this out, and I can share that. So again, export out there. Now, if I want to share this, one of the things is this license is for a single person. So what ends up happening, what I will do is create these, publish this as a feature layer. And then what we have right now is just the existing check. So right now we have this. This is the existing maps. I can change it from an at-large district. From individual to at-large districts as well. And we would have this for what the redistricting plans you have, the different variations there are. So you can see that basically the, individual districts. So what the districts are, the voting age, and then some of this is hard to read right here. So if you click here, you're gonna be able to see more of this as well. So this is what we have right now for the existing. And this is how I think it'd be best to share with everybody in the committee. And since this is public, and the public can do it, I can share this openly, provide you with a link, and you can comment back. It's however you want, you let me know. I can export the maps themselves and input the data. So whatever you feel comfortable with, please just let me know. Does anyone have any questions? Let's go back here.
On the demographics.
Yes.
You can get those down by blocks or a few blocks or one block or
how? Yeah. So on demographics, so we're just going to do standard. And I can also do percentage as well. So we're going to hit standard. And then, so I have that on basically on the block levels. Now, if I'm going to add more, let me select District 2. I want to add to here. It's easier when I have a second screen. I can block some of this. So.
Yeah.
And then I'll hit apply. And then that will change it. And then let me go ahead and get out of here. And then you'll see how that changes and what your target deviation is. So that can change that as well. As we add more plans and do overlays as well, you'll have the proposed, you'll have the assigned, and I'll have more of that information out for you.
Well, like when you change that, can you determine what the demographics are in that change instead of all together?
Not right now. I can't right now, but I can find out for you.
Okay.
Can you show major highways and municipalities?
Yeah, I can change that. And what I'll end up doing is I can bring in the most current base map, and then I will add a highway layer as well. So that way, and also going forward, letting me know kind of like, hey, I want to see this along the 435 corridor. You know, how is this broken down? So I'll be taking your recommendations. But yeah, we can do imagery with labels. Should be able to add some more current imagery. I'll double check with Ezra on that. And then I can add content. So we would be able to see what other content you might want to check out.
Gary, if I could, this is Caleb again. I'll just interject a couple quick comments here. Mm-hmm. As we move through this, we envision this as being different scenarios. So the committee members could propose or could ask for an analysis of if we were to move this line X, you know, to this road or this highway or whatever is a logical point for that to be, if an analysis could be done. And then, as Gary pointed out earlier, you'll be able to see what it was and now what it is. And then, Mr. Hernandez, to your question, you'll be able to see how it demographically changes to the different factors that are included. And Gary, please correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is that our most detailed level is a census block.
Yes.
And a census block is slightly different than a street, and that is in part to ensure that this data can't be used to identify somebody that, personally. And so there's some anonymity in the census, but still staying true to those numbers within that census block. So it's not, you can't go to a house, for example, and see exactly who lives in that house. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's a federal regulation that doesn't allow that.
Absolutely correct. And I think they actually increased that kind of like coverage this past year.
So Gary, how would you like us to contact you? Should, like, can individually call you or the committee as a group, say we want this and this, or how's the best way to interact with you?
I don't know, because it could be overwhelming individually. I don't know on a committee if you want to come forward. And that's also something that I need to speak with my supervisors. So I don't know. But right now, individually, I'm fine with that.
Okay. So, Gary, I have a question. So I want to make sure I'm clear on that. So for the committee members, we don't necessarily have access to be able to manipulate this program. Is that what you're saying? That we have
not
to take
currently.
All of our questions?
Not currently.
I'm sorry. So then how, I guess I'm trying to figure out, for me, mm-hmm. demographics would be one area that I would be interested in, as we tend to particularly redraw some of these lines. So is there going to be some avenue for me? So there's no avenue for me to be able to check, then. I just want to be clear. If I happen to move it a little bit to the east or a little bit to the west, that would be something that we would have to continually take through one central person to be able to gain that data, right? Is that
right.
What you're saying?
Well, with this, with just redistricting application, yes. But I'm in my mind also, with our current offering with Ezra and JS, I could create a map that would allow you to analyze the block level data. And that way you could do your own individual analysis before proposing changes.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's not available right now through the redistricting app because we only have the one license. But because otherwise what we would have is something where, you know, everybody, but then getting technically savvy on that product, it would take away from that time, that 60-day time period. But what we can do is create an application that would allow you to do your own analysis and say, hey, Gary, move this. Let me see
okay.
what the numbers come with. Yeah, let's do, yeah, I would love to do that.
What?
Okay, that's good. I was a bit nervous.
What I'd be interested in, you showed the current maps and mm-hmm. representation and breakdown on ethnic breakdown and this and that. Mm-hmm. Can we get a copy of that and then and a copy of the proposed or, you know, what you have or.
Well, I don't have anything on proposed. That's from the committee. But once you do, I will upload those like however soon we get it done. So maybe on a weekly basis of, you know, yeah, whatever you guys determine. So yeah, we'll have the proposed, we'll have the existing, and we can do the overlays as well.
Okay, and I'd like it on you know, a paper format so I can carry it around. I'm traveling in the next few weeks, and I'll be wanting to look at it. And I'm not that literate on the computer.
I understand.
Terry, if I could add just a little bit of detail here. One, if the committee is interested in us looking to get additional licenses for you all to manipulate these, we can look into that. We just want to make sure that, one, we're assisting you in whatever way is the most helpful, and so that everyone is on a level playing field. So if you don't want to be doing this on your own, we'll be doing that as well. But also, we'd like to work with the committee to create a streamlined process as much as possible so that we aren't doing 100 or 200 different mapping options, but maybe taking a look at some generalized kind of movements or changes that are happening, do some analysis, get it back to you all to look at and say, all right, how does this work? See how that analysis fits with your goals and your desires, and then try some other options with that. And also, we would like everyone to be able to see the other scenarios. So those mapping scenarios, we want your colleagues on the committee to be able to see those and see pros and cons from all of your own perspectives of how that has worked out. But we, Mr. Hernandez, we can definitely make sure that we provide everything in paper, and we would be happy to do however the committee wants us to work. I just want to say that we're open to looking for more licenses if there's an interest. We just want to make sure that we're careful about how that's done and that we lock the data down so someone like myself wouldn't accidentally click a wrong button and all of a sudden numbers change, because obviously this is a very important process. So with that, I just want to, Mr. Labutte, I think you had clicked unmute, and I apologize for interrupting. I just wanted to add that little piece. Oh, you're still on mute, sir. I apologize.
Sorry about that. And Gary, it sounded like you had an option where we could contact you directly and ask for some analysis. Or there's another thing that's not getting a license, but something in between that where we could access it.
Yeah. And so what we'll do is, you saw that dashboard. What I'll have is available basically just a map where you're going to click in like Ms. Kiki and Mr. Hernandez were discussing. You would be able to kind of see what the demographics are in an area before you're deciding, hey, does this get shifted, you know, three blocks or however. So yeah, we'll need to get that up. You'll be able to do it and be able to click and look at the demographics yourself. And then from there say, all right, Gary, can you draw this map for me basically? Or you would be able to do that and then kind of send me what your recommendations are. I would get it, put it up on there so everybody kind of sees what that version is compared to what the current is. So that way, again, fair, open, everybody kind of sees what's going on. But yeah.
Okay, so let me see if I can propose this for our committee members. If we could move forward as of today with that, and you could also investigate and explore what other opportunities or our rights, access rights, because we might need that. We're not. Commissioner Curls might want to do it on her own, and someone might not. But I think let's move forward with that. And then if you guys can figure out how we get some other licenses possibly. I don't want to overwhelm Gary with when I'm sitting there looking at something back and forth, which might not make any sense for me to even get with you if I can click on it myself or not. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely.
Well, I think we all understand that we have, as people of ethnic origins, have a vested interest in trying to see that we have proper representation. Now, we don't want to do that at anybody's expense, and we're honest about it. We want you guys to be honest about what you want, and I'm sure you are. So we'll look at it. Be patient. Let us try to come to some kind of conclusion that is acceptable to everybody. If you look at some of the current districts, the in districts, they're really manipulated pretty strongly, maybe for good reason. We don't know, but I think we have to look at some changes.
And I guess as far as going forward, overall, let's talk process of this. I'm not sure how many meetings and close we want to have together, but I'm envisioning that after a meeting, we get our heads buried in it and think, see what we think, get back with Gary and our resources, and then come back to the next meeting, possibly with some proposed districts ourselves, and then as a committee, discuss those, the pros and cons, and what we think about that. Is that what everyone else envisions this process to work like?
I would like to say that we should probably add a day of training, Gary. If we're going to give everyone a license, it would make sense that we walk them through at least an hour or two of training, so everyone is at least well-versed in it as best as we can in an hour.
Well, let me ask a question, another question going back maybe a step, and that is, so you're saying, Gary, that there'll be something posted that we can access and look at that has basically the details broken out that we can, so we can get an understanding of where we're starting from. Yeah. And that'll be in the website. Is that correct? And yes. We can download it in paper and all that kind of stuff. Okay.
They won't be able to run scenarios, right, Gary? So the benefit of getting the license is that you guys would be able to run your own scenarios. And then whenever you need an official one ran by Gary, you would say, okay, here's the changes that we're recommending, and let's go from there. So
yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense to me.
Now, I do have a question as well, and I don't know how expensive, of course, it would be to gain additional licenses, of course, for this program. I know, Gary, you offered earlier about putting together some potential programs so that we could have a simpler version of what we're trying to accomplish here as well, right?
I am going to, the rest of this week, yeah, I will look at what I can create for you. But also this is a real simple version in my realm. So looking at the different licenses, but also seeing what we can create with what we have currently for you.
The problem with us doing it currently is that you guys are under a 60-day time frame. So, or whatever, yeah, 60-day time frame. So us getting something built out, making sure that it's vetted and it works, because we haven't done it yet. If we've already done it, then that would be a lot quicker. But we haven't done a scenario processor yet. And we could give you something simple, but it's not going to go through our normal vetting process where we want to make sure we're QAQCing our processes to make sure that we're getting reliable results each time. We have to do that in order to make sure that the numbers that you guys are getting aren't going to be all over the place. So okay. It's not to say we couldn't do it. It's just a lot easier if we went with the license. Esri's already built this out. So what Gary's proposing is something a little in between, but you're not really going to be able to run your true scenarios in that. If you got the license, they're $2,500 a seat, I believe, right? Is that true, Gary?
$4,500
prorated. Yeah, $4,500 for the year. It is prorated. So we would be looking at purchasing something between now and April, which would be roughly about $1,500 less.
So roughly $1,500 per seat.
So if I could.
Yeah, we can run it multiple ways, but I am a little leery on us building an equal application in that short amount of time .
Rich, if I could, and if it's okay with the committee, we would be happy to have our staff investigate this potential of getting additional licenses for committee members to manipulate and come back and present what we know, pros, cons, options that we have. In addition, in between now and the next meeting, we would be happy to run reports on the districts with detailed demographic information, as well as mapping to show the outlines of the current districts. So that you can see where they are in more detail than the PowerPoint, which will also be sent out. And then potentially we could come back at the next meeting and you all can make suggestions or requests for changes or manipulations you would like to see shrinking down for potential districts that are over our target amount, or maybe adding areas to districts that are below our target amount, and we could run those. I will put one qualifier on that. We would ask that, especially in the early stages, that we don't overburden our IT folks with so many requests that it's going to require us to lengthen the time in between meetings. I think based on the software and the immense amount of talent that we have working on in IT and GIS, that that won't ultimately be a problem. But just as we're getting started, it would be best, I think, for us to have 10 or 20 at most, not 100 or 200 different mapping scenarios, if possible. That being said, we will do everything and anything we can to fulfill you all's requests and get them back to you as quickly as possible.
Let's. How about I propose a motion for the committee that we ask the county executive's office to do just what Caleb proposed. First of all, get us all the data, the PowerPoint that you've been sharing with us today, and let us get our heads in it. Maybe just table this other license issue to figure out whether what we have is we're all comfortable with doing this. I know what you're saying. You don't want to be overwhelmed with 100 different requests, and I definitely know we don't want to spend time in our meetings discussing a block area. So I think each commissioner or committee member needs to have access to something. And if it's that hybrid between the main thing and access to the license, I think that's going to be helpful to us, be able to look at it on our own and then come back to the committee members and doing that. So why don't I make that motion to the committee that we move forward with what Caleb and Gary have described. And then maybe by next meeting, we'll have all that information with us and we can sit down and figure what we need to move forward on any other data.
Phil, the only thing I add is I'd really like to see highways and municipalities broken out.
Let me add that to my motion, Mr. Mundy, to make sure that the data that you give to us has those identifying factors of highways and roads, so we know it's not just an open area of just trees. We want to know what we're looking at, right, Ralph?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Lavota. Yes, Mr. Lavota.
Propose that,
and I'll provide a second to his motion.
I'm just going to ask if everybody, all the ayes on that.
Aye.
Any nays?
Aye.
Okay. Does that make sense? What we're wanting from you, at least at this point in this meeting so far, Mr. Gifford?
Yes.
Okay. What's next? Do you think we ought to be discussing?
If I could, I want to turn it over just briefly to Jay
Hayden. All members, I think. One thing I would recommend, based on past history, come to the next meeting prepared to nominate and vote on a chair and a vice chair. That makes it easy to handle housekeeping matters. It probably wouldn't work to try to resolve that today, but whenever the next meeting is, plan to come to that, because there's administrative matters like scheduling meetings and postings and stuff like that, that it will be easier to work with a chair or vice chair on. Let me just tell you, that's often been resolved with a coin flip, just so you understand. I mean, it's, you know, that's just how the history's worked on it. But once there's a chair and a vice, I think some administrative tasks will be easier to handle for the county staff dealing with the committee.
And Jay, you're saying if we did that and we actually elected a secretary, you have some county facilities that are going to help us with the recording of that.
So there will be some county staff available to assist you with like the keeping of minutes and the noticing up of meetings and that type of thing. But it's going to work better if there's a one or two members to deal with as opposed to six members. And I think that I've worked either closely or peripherally with probably half a dozen different not that many. I'm not that old. Three or four committees, and there's always been a chair and a vice chair. And I think more often than not, it was resolved with a coin flip. But, you know, you guys will figure that out.
Jay, can I ask a question just out of curiosity? Since the committee's broke up the way it's broke up, is there not a possibility of just having two co-chairs?
There's nothing that says you have to do it any particular way. Two okay. co-chairs is fine and dandy as well. The law requires you to have four signatures on the final product, two D's and two R's. And however you guys choose to organize yourself to get to that goal is your call.
Thank you.
So I have a slide prepared that is discussing exactly what we did. I won't bother you all with pulling that back up. But one of the next questions that's on that slide, or the only question I think that's remaining, is the frequency of meeting and the date and time that works for you all. One, I appreciate everyone making this time work, but we want to be respectful of your schedules and your other commitments. And we are prepared to meet as frequently as you all would like, and at any time that you all would like that we can do, can work on our calendars. And so I open it up to see if it's the committee's interest to meet at the same time next week, or if you have other suggestions.
Yes, we'll get some information before that point, won't we?
Absolutely. We'll share that information as soon as it's available to us, including the PowerPoint can go out today and those district maps, I assume, tomorrow.
Well, we have a target of, was it maybe February 15th to be done. So we probably ought to get going maybe at this time next week. We're getting into the Christmas week. Is everybody available? Look, did Tuesday work for everybody if we did that again next Tuesday?
Sounds good to me.
I am.
I'm good.
I'm okay.
Kiki, you're muted.
I'm sorry. Yes, I think Tuesday will work for me.
Does 3 o'clock?
That'll be the 21st.
The 21st, is it? Is 3 o'clock. Was anyone do that late earlier today? Is 3 o'clock good for everybody?
3 o'clock is fine for me. For
the county staff, is this a good time for you guys? I know you got other things you're juggling than us.
Yeah, we're good. Yes, sir. If somebody would like to make a motion on that, we'll record it in the minutes.
Let me move for that. We start our next meeting scheduled Tuesday, December 21st at 3 o'clock by Zoom. It'd be facilitated by the county executive's office to get us all online. I get a second there, please.
Second.
I'll give a second.
Okay. Those in favor?
Second.
Aye.
Oh, no, no. Okay, no, see, no's. We'll do that then. We'll have that meeting there. And so just kind of, and help me out, Caleb and Jay, but let me just talk about what we have done today. So the county executive's office is going to give us a whole bunch of information, which I think we might feel we're overwhelmed. I think once we get our handle and our head around, I think we'll be okay. And I think that we can digest that. And we need to figure out whether we think it's something we can do on our own, get into Gary with our propositions or proposals, or something we need to tinker on with them. But I think once we digest that in a week, that's kind of where we are. Would that be a good review of the meeting so far, everybody?
Sure, Mr. Silva, from our
I agree.
Yeah,
I concur.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
If I could, a couple little housekeeping items. We thank everyone for agreeing to do this virtually. If at any point in the future you all would like to meet either hybrid or in person, just let us know and we'll do everything we can to help facilitate that and make it happen. In addition, from a handout standpoint, we were planning on emailing these, but if you would let us know if anybody needs this information to be printed for them, we can make it available at the courthouses or we can get it delivered to you all as well. But at this point, until we hear from you individually, we will plan to email out any documents or invitations. If anyone needs a county email address to help facilitate the sharing of the information and wants to make sure you don't get your personal emails too much in the public records, just let us know and we'll be happy to do so. And as Mr. Hayden mentioned earlier, obviously the open records laws do apply to our meetings and different communications and different records. Regardless of where that information is being stored. So I just want to caution everyone.
Let me expand on that just briefly. The meetings, the open meetings portion of the law is not particularly tricky, and we've gone over that. The open records portion is a little trickier, and lawyers argue about what it means, and every once in a while the Supreme Court says something, and they've got to try to figure out what that means. What I would suggest is that any records that you're working on that you retain on your own computer is your personal record and is not a public record that's subject to being produced in response to an open records request. that's your work papers, basically, with the modern equivalent of work papers. As soon as it's produced for the group, emailed out, or shared with everyone else, that becomes pretty much a public record, and you ought to either copy whoever we're providing the staff support with that document, or keep it in a place where you know where it is, so that if some member of the public later asks for it, we can produce it without having to rummage through your computer. Does that sound? I mean, I don't want to say something that I don't think. I think that what I just said would most lawyers who do this would generally agree that what I said was probably the way it works.
I think you're right on it. I think that was the kind of the issue that Commissioner or Senator, what, Kiki, do I call you the last thing you were? So it's Commissioner, kind of Commissioner Curls.
Either is fine.
Okay. I think that Senator Curls was saying is that if we have our own thing and we're looking at it, the minute we send it to Gary and Gary sends it back to us, I think we're looking at that being an open record, and maybe we don't want to send everything that we looked at off of 23rd Street and Little Blue Valley Road or off of the state line when we're just tinkering. So I can think that when we get back to the committee members to think about that, I think that was the, if I'm not speaking out of turn, Senator Curls.
I'd say that's about right.
Yeah. So I think that's kind
absolutely
of
right.
That license issue, that's what we're concerned about. Maybe be able to have something, a hybrid that we can tinker on our own before we share it, before it comes an open records issue.
Yeah.
And that's something we'll take up next Tuesday.
And we can talk a little bit more about that on next Tuesday. And I can take a few minutes to give you a little more detail on both the meetings and the records portion, if you'd like.
And just for the cleanness of records, may I suggest that maybe a motion to have a brief presentation on the open records law might be a good thing to have in the minutes at the beginning of next meeting. We could have Jay do a 15-minute presentation tops on the details, so everyone's on the same page. Just kind of like
make it 10, Jay.
Yeah, got it. And well, that way, if it's in the minutes, it'll at least look like we're trying.
There you go. I think that's a great idea.
There you go. That's good. That's good.
Listen, I don't know if this is right or the right time to say this, but in my email address, it's all lower caps. I don't know if that's important or not important anymore with emails. I have no idea, but that would be all lowercase on my email. And my street address is 25th Street, not 26th Street South. So,
and also Caleb, would we communicate with Miriam about giving you a new email address? I like your idea of having sort of a non everyday use email address.
Yes, please do. We'll send out an email with contact information, but Miriam is the appropriate person, and she will get that done very quickly.
Thank you.
And before the next meeting, we're going to have an email string going across with all of us on. So feel free for us committee members to share information or thoughts or ideas moving forward. We don't really have to wait till the next meeting to share information. But with the caveat, knowing that we are creating open records, that these are public documents that someone could ask for to be produced and read our emails. So let's remember that. And then also, everybody, decide maybe next week if we want to have any sort of public meeting towards the end of this where we have a public input. Some I've seen some redistrict committees do it, some not, depending on it's whatever we want to do. There's nothing that requires us to do it or doesn't.
Nothing requires it.
But so we could decide whether we want to do that or not. And again, this could be something we could wrap up in a month, or we might take 2 months, but everybody kind of think about that if we want to do something, have a public open meeting.
Phil, I'm glad you brought that up, because my understanding was we were in 2010. I know for the 5th District, they certainly did. I think it deserves serious consideration for next week.
I'm going to request, even if we have a get-together meeting, in-person meeting, that we still have Zoom, because I'm going to be traveling.
Without a doubt. If we have it in person, you get the choice to be there in person or to be by Zoom, for sure. And just for the committee members, just thinking about if we did have any sort of public forum, I think that Metropolitan Community College, any of their facilities would be able to facilitate us there. We could use the courthouse. Just to think about that till next week.
And one small note, Mr. Lobato mentioned a minute ago, email chains. Mr. Hayden will, I think, get into more details on this next week during his brief presentation, but the emails that you receive from us this week will be blind carbon copy to everyone so that we don't create an issue of a public meeting. But we'll go into more details on that next week. So you'll see that you won't see your colleagues on the committee's emails there. It'll be blind carbon copied so that there's not a reply all incident. And we may trigger an open records issue.
And you referred to Mr. Hayden's remarks as brief, correct?
Very. Yeah.
I will say here, though, today, if you do see a need to email all of your colleagues or three of them for each individual, that becomes an open record, a public record, and you need to CC for the time being Caleb. We may come up with a different name for you, but CC Caleb on that, and it'll get stuck in a public file that may be inspected if anybody asks. But that's the general rule. Emailing between two or even three of you is not presumptively a public record, but anything that's got four or more of you on the same exchange is a public record and needs to be CC'd to somebody that's maintaining a copy of it. Caleb, for the time being.
And did I ever hear a motion on Jay's brief presentation for next week? I just want to make sure that I
recall. Let's do that.
So moved.
Okay.
Seconded by Mr. Ralph Munyon, that it be a very brief
discussion. Be 10 minutes or less. 10 minutes or less. Although 10 minutes sounds pretty good.
Let me amend it to Ralph, to your motion that we also formally ask the county executive office to be a liaison with us in supplying resources. I don't think that's formally been done. So let's add that to your motion of Jay's report on that we also are formally asking the county executive office to help us with data and be a liaison.
I accept that modification.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? Knows? Okay. Will you put that in the minutes for us?
Done. Thank you.
And before we adjourn, I just want to open it up. If there's any other comments, questions, or suggestions, please feel free to share them now. And then if we don't have any, we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd say I'm really glad the county exec's office is there. You guys, I know all of you and the work you do, but have you guys to help us. It's a task under the county charter that just says go do it with no direction. And to have you guys there to help us really will help us streamline it, make it be a better project. So I really appreciate that.
I've done redistricting a couple of times on the city, maybe a few more than that, but I'm not responsible for who they elect.
There you go. Put that in the record, please. Well, then we'll have a motion to adjourn. Not a motion.
So move.
We'll second that.
Second.
Okay, then all those in favor of to adjourn?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll adjourn until Tuesday, December 21st at 3:00 via Zoom, and we'll get a Zoom message and Zoom information from the county executive office.
Good deal.
Anything else from us, Caleb?
I think so. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.